I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we recap a wild night of racing at the Knoxville Raceway. The Pro Sprints returned after a week off and did not disappoint. Matt Allen was fastest in time trials with a lap of 17.754 with heat runners Brandon Worthington and Rob Kubley. In the A main, Allen and Mike Mayberry dominated the race. Allen led the first 12 laps, but in the last week was some of the most exciting racing and wild racing Knoxville has seen in a long time.
And is Mayberry going to use it as a pick? He does! Mike Mayberry used it as a pick, and you have a new leader with two laps to go.
Sometimes it's just better to be sitting in second place, isn't it?
It is. Mike Mayberry is your leader, but Matt Allen has not given up on this. Mayberry through the middle. Allen still trying that low side.
You know, what's interesting is Mayberry got by him and he didn't give up.
They are dead even at the white flag. 0.006 seconds, and Matt Allen has the lead again. Coming out of two, Allen and Mayberry nose to tail. Through three and four. Mayberry coming out of four, noses ahead, and Matt Allen spins and flips down the front stretch. We have a red flag, and I don't think that finish is going to count.
Allen would be okay, but his car was done, and the concern was for Mayberry. Did he have damage on the car? Mike Roberts discovered an important part on the Mayberry machine that was hurt.
While everybody was looking at Matt Allen's car, I decided to come down here and look at Mike Mayberry's car. Mike Mayberry's got top wing damage, and that tie rod that goes in between the left and the right that helps turn the car, it is bent big time. So the question is it going to turn?
The answer would soon come as the Pro Sprints A main would come down to a green-white checkered finish.
Mike Mayberry in first place. Can he hold on for a green-white checkered finish? Green flag is out off the fourth turn, and we are underway. Mike Mayberry into turn one. Keeps the lead through the middle.
So far, so good.
Yeah, down the backstretch. Chase Young trying to find, and he actually lengthens the lead. Mike Mayberry, here comes Chase Young on the bottom, though, and it's another drag race for white flag, and Chase Young has the lead, but Mike Mayberry is fighting back on the top side. Off of turn two, Chase Young now has it down the backstretch into three. Mike Mayberry, one final haymaker. It's not going to happen. Chase Young is your winner of the Pro Sprints race at the Knoxville Raceway.
Chase Young had a feeling that something was not right on Mayberry's car.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, for sure. I just had to get around a couple cars early while they kind of got away. And I, well, lap after lap, I just could tell I was catching them. Overheated the brakes a little bit. So I started to woe back a little bit again, and then the big red, obviously. Hopefully Allen's okay. You know, that was pretty aggressive racing and got a little wild. And then after that red, I assessed his car while we were thumping around, and it didn't look good. It didn't look right at all, so I wasn't going to give that away. You know what I mean? So I'm just happy to be back here.
The 360s were up next with a 33-car field that was loaded in the pits. It was all Aaron Reitzel as he was quick time with a lap of 16.559. Heat winners were Jamie Ball, Timothy Smith, Cade Higday, and Jack Anderson. Reitzel started the A main at third, and after Tasker Phillips was the rabbit for the first two laps, Reitzel drove around Phillips and led the final 16 laps to win again at the Knoxville Raceway.
Aaron Reitzel will come off the fourth turn and win tonight's 360 A main. He came upon Cam Martin and Cole Garner, but he still had enough room.
The 410s had the wildest night of all three classes. Chase Randall was fastest early on with a lap of 15.397. Heat winners were Tasker Phillips, Kerry Madsen, and Jamie Ball. The A main would be one for the ages and, for a certain family, a moment in history. Tasker Phillips, who just earlier finished on the podium in the 360s, decided to try the 410s and led laps in both 360 and 410 A mains, but he would take command for the first five laps. But Carson Macara would join in, and for the next four laps, it would be either a Macara or a Phillips leading. Austin Macara would soon join the fun on lap 15, but that was short-lived as a massive crash and chain reaction accident took place in turn four.
But the battle for the lead may be right now. Going into three, Dusty's overspins. He spins it out and Tasker Phillips barely misses it. And Carson McCarr. Oh, make that Chase Randall.
Oh, fire. Chase Randall's on fire.
Chase Randall.
He's getting out of the car.
Randall would quickly exit his burning car and was okay, but afterwards knew he was in a scary situation.
Scary moment down there with Chase Randall. First of all, I'm glad you're sitting here talking to me right now, buddy, but man, what a fire.
Yeah, that's pretty gnarly. You know, it's lucky enough in my young career, that was the first time I had to encounter that, and that was one of the scariest moments of my life, let me tell you. I just saw the burst of flames, you know, go through the cockpit and just tried immediately to get out, and I want to give a huge props to the Knoxville safety crew. They were on me instantly, and definitely give a hat tip to Inferno Armor. I highly recommend anyone out there get it and use it before every race. I sprayed it on my suit for the first time tonight, and unfortunately had to test it out, but it definitely works. And thanks for them for doing that. But it just sucks for us. Tore up a good race car, but I'm fine. We'll put it back together and live to see another day.
Along with Randall, Zomer, and Phillips would be eliminated from the race. That meant the brothers McCarl would start first and second, with Austin in the lead and Carson in second place, which set up for an epic finish.
Green flag back out, and Carson McCarl goes low, Austin McCarl high. Austin McCarl has big momentum and will take the lead coming out of turn two down the backstretch. And now he goes low to block Carson McCarl's path. Coming out of turn four, we got two more laps to go. Austin McCarl, Carson McCarl, can the brothers McCarl finish 1-2 tonight? If they do, there will be a party like none other in Altoona, Iowa. White flag for Austin McCarl. Carson starting to get a little closer. A little bit of sparks coming out of the rear end. Here comes Carson McCarl through the middle.
Holy
He's
cow.
Got the lead coming out of two. Carson McCarl has the lead as he dives down into three and four. Off the fourth turn, the McCarls will finish 1-2, but it's Carson with his first 4-10 win at the Knoxville Raceway.
An emotional Carson McCarl could not believe he had won a 4-10 show at Knoxville.
I felt really good the whole race. I just thought the top was way too choppy and wasn't going to be the place to get the win. And, I went up there a couple times and about dumped it. And I just had to be patient. And I got my wing work in, was able to get by Tasker. And, we came together here on the front straightaway early in the race. And I thought it was going to take us both out. And, man, I don't know what to say. With Austin behind me on that restart, I knew he was going to go to the top. But I just thought it'd be too choppy. And if I hit my marks and could get to the exit, that I'd be fine. And, he got around me there and I just had nothing to lose and just cranked the wing back and just started driving it as hard as I possibly could. But I mean, I'm not usually one for a loss of words and I'm kind of him right now. I just, all night, I just felt really, really good. And I do think the motor's laying down a little on us, it's ticking and backfiring really bad. And I didn't even care. I was like, I'll run this thing to the ground. I came here to win. And, you don't get these opportunities too much.
It is a big weekend this week as the World of Outlaws NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars roll into town. Live coverage both days can be heard on KNIA. For KNIA KLS Sports, I'm Derek Cardwell. More of today's Lely Radio Sports page is next.